You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. I was listening to the radio yesterday, and there was a report about a so-called die-in held at the Capitol in Lansing. It was organized by the Michigan Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence. We've also seen open carry protesters on the lawn of the Capitol. And if you spend any time there, you'll find a lot of different groups and interests either exhibiting or protesting. Joining us today, as they do on most Fridays, are Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow of Public Sector Consultants. Ken, I want you to pull back the curtain for us a little bit. As a former Republican leader in the legislature, I wonder how much these protests actually sway lawmakers.
As you pointed out, there are a lot of these all the time. To some extent, it depends on the issue. Some issues like guns and abortion are so polarizing that they probably don't move the needle. But I think some of these protests, if they have staying power, meaning if they do it year in and year out, can have an impact because they keep the issue in front of lawmakers.
Susan, you've covered the Capitol for a long time, and I assume, like me, you've actually probably a lot more often than me, you've interviewed those protesters. What impression do you think they have on lawmakers when they actually get some face time with them?
I think, to be honest, these protests have a limited effect at best in terms of swaying lawmakers. In terms of swaying public opinion, I think Ken is correct that if people do a sustained effort, it's not just a one and done, but try and keep their issue out there, that can make an impact in terms of how people view that issue. But by and large, for lawmakers, and frankly, a lot of lawmakers won't even make time to meet with protesters if they are clearly on the other side of the particular issue. And if they do and they disagree, it's usually just to humor them for a couple minutes. The days of protests swaying votes or passionate floor speeches changing minds are by and large over. Honestly, I'm not sure that I recall in my time covering the Capitol since 2006 where I ever saw that have an impact.
Ken?
The ones that have the best chance of success, meaning moving the needle on their issue, are the ones that have real staying power. For example, the motorcycle helmet law people that came in every single year until they got what they wanted, the repeal of the helmet law.
Primarily led by Abate.
Yeah, and it's, they just were there every single year, and then finally opportunity struck. They had the right sort of combination of legislators ideologically, but that's an example of the ones that have the best chance of success are the ones that are in for the long.
Susan, I want to ask you about, our colleagues in the news. What do you think it says about the news coverage that we get this uneven coverage depending on how, interesting the demonstration is?
I think by and large, it's a reflection of the fact that there just are not as many reporters covering the Capitol anymore. And it's just impossible for a lot of news organizations nowadays, especially TV, to just have the manpower to cover everything.
Okay, let's bottom line this. I'd like both of you to answer this. If you're passionate about an issue or a policy, what is the best way to make sure you're heard in an effective way?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. It's, you've got to have a lot of tools in the toolbox. You got to have your research done. You got to have the right advocacy. Doesn't hurt to make political contributions. Doesn't hurt to make yourself known with these type protests that have good visual impact. But regardless of what it is, I think you have to have staying power. The idea that you can come in and do it for a couple of years and get what you are advocating for, that's the exception to the rule. You really got to be in for the long term.
Susan, if someone's passionate about an issue or policy, what's the best way to make sure that you're heard in an effective way?
I think that consistency is what is key, not just in terms of continuing to do protests, which, is important, but making sure that you're staying connected with legislators and with the media about your issue in a variety of ways. The more that you get your message out there, the more effective you're going to be. It's sometimes really hard to break through because legislators have an enormous amount of issues before them. Obviously, doing the state budget, you know, a $50 billion budget is a huge undertaking year after year. And you have reporters that are pulled in every which direction to cover various things. But, you know, if you build relationships with people at the Capitol and in the press corps, you're certainly going to have a much greater chance of being noticed than people who show up to a protest once and then you never hear from them again.
Susan Demas is the publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is a former legislator and a senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.